What happens when law and order break down?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In 1807, the U.S. Congress passed the Insurrection Act. It gives the president authority to restore order, especially if states are unable or unwilling to do so. The U.S. president can deputize state militia or use federal troops. It's clear that our country has what it takes to restore order. Long ago, people in Israel rebelled against God. God sent them a message by Isaiah the prophet to warn them of the consequences. But he also spelled out the benefits if they chose to obey God. In Isaiah chapter 65, we find God's message to the rebellious. My servants will eat, but you will starve. My servants will rejoice, but you will be sad and ashamed. My servants will sing for joy, but you will cry in sorrow and despair. The sovereign Lord will destroy you and will call his true servants by another name. But then to the righteous, God says, look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. We today must not forget God's unchanging principles. Turning from God leads to foolish decisions that end in pain, sorrow, and disaster. Turning to God and relying on Him for strength to obey Him results in good outcomes.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.